just get some coffee for this meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Just take 2 seconds to get some coffee.
Sure.
Call to order the commission meeting for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. If we could confirm a quorum.
We have
budget revision. And I guess my question is, are there any further concerns on the budget revision? And then we can take each item that you wanted to talk about.
I don't know, and I would probably abstain on it just because I had a hard time getting a consolidated budget. I asked for different budgets. I kept on getting different documents. And quite frankly, it was very confusing what our overall funds are and how they're interrelated. So even though the building fund is not, you know, a separate budget, it is related to the total budget. I'm just trying to understand what the relation is.
And I understand this. This may not be the exact place to be able to go through each and every budget and every line item. I might suggest that staff meet with you to make sure we get a full background on this. And if you're uncomfortable voting for it, I can certainly understand you're abstaining if you're not comfortable with what's before
Madam
you.
Chair, I'd like to move Resolution 4077.
Second.
Wait, hang on.
What happened to the original consent?
We have a motion, a second. Mayor
she Kwan, pulled some stuff out. So
she has to.
So
yeah.
Right now, okay. It's still in the consent.
Right. Everything, but yes, it is.
Because
I thought maybe we
could
answer a couple questions and
right.
She'd be comfortable.
And not
she's
be
not.
Voted on them individually.
Yeah, no, we're not going to vote individually, I don't think.
We're not.
Take the whole thing.
No, we have a motion.
We have a motion, a second, for the whole thing. I just thought if there's some questions that could get answered for Commissioner Kwan, we could do that. Commissioner Kwan, did you have any other questions, or you just want to abstain on the items?
Actually, I do.
You just did the budget, right? So.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We haven't voted on anything yet. There's a motion and a second on the floor. You had some questions.
I actually do have questions on the other two, so if I could just
go ahead
quickly look at. I was looking at, I believe, the next one I asked about. There is a cut in AC transit funding and transfer the funds. I just want a quick explanation why.
I'm sorry, which item is this?
And again, three? You may have covered that in December, but since I represent the East Bay, I don't know why. I just want to know why those funds are being transferred.
Which item are you on, please? Resolution 3882?
Again, I wrote down my questions and separated the ones that are in, but I haven't totally coordinated those. But there was also a question where there is funding by population. And by my read on population, Alameda County is something like 22% of the Bay Area, but we're getting something like 13% of the funds. So I want to know, is there a different population count being used here?
Again, can you refer to... Which program?
Can my staff member help me on this one? Because we were going through it this morning. This would be
Commissioner
3882. If you look over the years, this is where I pick a fight with San Francisco.
We may have that one for you. Alex,
okay.
Go ahead.
Because there's a population-based amount, and then there is where Alameda County gets $500,000, and then San Francisco gets, a total we get two, you get seven, we're 22% of the budget, we're getting 13% of the budget. I just want to know if it's a different population count being used.
Alex Bockelman, Director of Programming Allocations. The item that you're referring to is an allocation for Proposition 1B Transit Security Funds, population-based funds. And in law, those are specified that it comes to the region based on population, and then after that, those security funds are distributed based on an underlying revenue-based formula, which has to do how much revenue each transit operator that's eligible for the funds receives, similar to state transit assistance, for those of you that are familiar with that. So that's how the funds are available to the operators, and then they come in and request projects from us, and so we do those as they
request. So are they under-requesting? I'm just looking at the population base.
So it's population to the region, and then after that, it's distributed to the operators based on their revenue basis that they generate each year. So it's not to each county by population. It's to the region. So we get, of the state, we get our population share, and then it goes back to the operators based on a revenue share basis. That's codified in law, so MTC is just following the state law on that.
I'm not sure. I'm just looking at the population column only, where we get about $500,000, and San Francisco gets about two. And their population is twice as big as ours, but not three times as big as ours, four times as big as ours.
Commissioner, the money comes to the Bay Area by population, and then it is divided within the Bay Area by a different formula. So Alameda County is not guaranteed a population share. It's guaranteed an amount based upon a revenue formula, how much revenue its operators generate. And those two types of formulas are codified in state law, and we get some funds by population, some by revenue, some by other formulas entirely.
So basically San Francisco generates four times more revenue?
Yeah, they have a lot of transit riders.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Wiener.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if Commissioner Kwan would like to have a broader conversation, I would be happy to do that because, as some of my colleagues have heard me talk about before, the reason why we have more revenue is that the trip ends in San Francisco are, I believe, if half or a majority of the trip ends in the entire Bay Area. And when we talk about population, San Francisco actually often, in my view, gets underfunded by counting nighttime population as opposed to daytime population. That's a debate we've had on and off again over the years in the at this commission. And you know, Muni carries, I think, 600,000 or 700,000 passengers a day, which is dramatically higher than other operators in the region. And so, that if we want to have that broader conversation about funding and daytime populations and nighttime populations and trip ends, we can do that. But that's a conversation that could take us in a lot of different directions.
And you know, I'd be happy and willing to do that. I'm just trying to understand the underlying policies of this. I have to say, Oakland's argument would be our daytime population is twice as big as ours also. And in addition to that, while we don't, may not be the end product, we have the impact of being the central part of a lot of the systems that people go through our areas, and that puts a big hit on our infrastructure.
I have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay. Once again, I will welcome the new commissioners, Commissioner Luce, Commissioner Kwan, and Commissioner Perinsky. Thank you for being here today, and we look forward to working with all of you. Okay. If any of you would like to say a word or two, maybe to introduce yourself, Mr. Perinsky, just.
I'm happy to be on MTC. It's exciting to be here. Being the chair of a Valley Transportation Board at this point, I think there'll be a lot of things we can interface on regarding what's happening in the South Bay, but more particularly with the entire region. So I'm happy to be here.
Welcome. Commissioner Luce?
Yes, and I'm happy to represent ABAG in this role. Obviously, we have a lot to work together on in the coming number of years, and so it's just a pleasure to join you in this capacity.
Great. Thank you. Welcome. Commissioner Kwan? Did you want to say anything or introduce yourself?
Well, thank you. As you know, Oakland and San Jose have been advocating for a dedicated seat for a long time. I debated whether I should take this position myself, so I guess I am my own appointee. I was encouraged by actually several of you around the table as mayor, to become involved, at least in the first few years. So I'm going to try to do that. I've also asked to be appointed to ABAG so that we can have closer coordination at this particular time. I think the future of regional government, if anything, is more necessary now, given what's happening in Washington, given that we have the end of redevelopment and maybe a ghost replacement sometime in the future coming. So I'm going to apologize in advance. I have a lot of questions. I pull a few items on the consent calendar because I wasn't part of that earlier discussion. I have some questions about the formulas. I'm glad to hear we have a $1 billion reserve, but I'd like to know if that's by policy. Is that a certain percentage of our overall budget? Because, quite frankly, $1 billion in transportation doesn't go that far. And particularly, I noticed that at the same time, we're raising possibly parking fees and the ferries and maybe reducing subsidies to other kinds of transportation. So I want to understand why, if we have a big reserve, why we're doing that. And I want to understand the bigger picture, so I'm going to be asking those kinds of questions. I specifically, and it's not just because we're in Oakland in this building, I am very specifically concerned about the building, so I will be asking questions about that as time goes on. A lot of you know that I'm particularly concerned about the seismic viability of the building afterwards, where we certainly build our bridges to the highest standard, and I was surprised that we're not building our building to the highest standard. So those are all questions that I have, and just please apologize if I'm annoying in the beginning. I'll try to catch up and get up to speed. Thank you.
Okay. And also, I'd like to recommend for the new commissioners, if you wish, you know, staff is more than willing to do some briefings on some of the background of where we are today based on things that are going to come up in the next couple months. And I say that because there's different pots as well. The $1 billion is BATA. That's not this pot. There's a lot of pots of money that we get, and it takes a little while to really understand where they're coming from and where they can go and can't go. So that might be something if you wish to do. It was very helpful when I first got on the commission to spend a little time to kind of get the big picture. Then it makes, you know, the meetings easier. Okay, we'll now move on. We had an ad hoc committee, a nominating committee, and Commissioner Spearing, you're going to report out.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The nominating committee, which was made up of Commissioner Steve Kinsey and Commissioner Bill Dodd, and I, we met, and after considerable discussion, we'd like to recommend two individuals for chair and vice chair of the commission. The committee met several times and interviewed interested commissioners and unanimously recommend to the commission for consideration Commissioner Amy Worth, representing Contra Costa County, as our next chairperson, and Dave Cortese, representing Santa Clara County, as the vice chairman. And, Madam Chair, I'd like to move the committee's recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion to close the nominations?
Move.
There's a motion by Kinsey, a second by Glover. To close the nominations, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, then we have a vote on Amy Worth as chair and Dave Cortese as vice chair. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Okay, a motion and a second.
Excuse me. Madam Chair, we'll vote on the nominations at the February meeting.
Oh, okay.
So what's happening today is we're deciding whether we want to close the nominations and voting on that.
Okay, so we've closed the nominations. We'll bring that forward to the February meeting.
Right. Adrian wants out.
God, I was trying so hard. All right, nice try on my part. Okay. with that, we'll move on to the Policy Advisory Council report. Egon Turplin. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Egon Turplin, Vice Chair of the Policy Advisory Council. And I also want to extend the welcome to Commissioners Luce, Brzezinski, and Commissioner Kwan. We look forward to working with you. And just to give a 1 second or 2 second background on kind of who we are, we're 27 people from all across the Bay Area, volunteers that come and hear issues that are going to be coming before you and try to give you policy advice. We're not getting into the weeds on every single funding decision you make, but really at a higher level, some of the bigger policy issues that are facing the commission, facing the region. And we weigh in on those, report them back to you in a brief presentation to the commission and also in the form of motions and memos from time to time. We also hope and look forward to having kind of a joint session where we can share thoughts and hear what you want to hear about and the kind of the best way that we can provide feedback to you as one of your sounding bodies. MTC has a lot of people giving them advice, but this is one structure that's been created to try to combine various advisory councils that meet on a monthly basis. I wanted to report today on a discussion we had earlier this month about the question is what to do with $20 million that remain at MTC to spend on two different potential priorities. One is transit-oriented affordable housing, something called the TOA Fund, and the other one is spending money on regional planning. I think all of you know and the new commissioners will learn that you had voted last fall to take a portion of that money and provide it at the county level for counties to spend some of that money on priority development areas. And the question before the Advisory Council was what to do with the remaining $20 million. To quote my fellow Advisory Council member, Carlos Castellanos, it's the question before us was really trying to pick between your two children, or among your children. These are both incredibly important priorities, funding affordable housing or funding regional planning. And I'll say that a number of the advisors came to the meeting thinking, absolutely, we got to put all the money into affordable housing. Staff presented three options, split them in the middle, all for affordable housing, all for regional planning. In the course of the discussion, I think a lot of advisors moved to the recognition that affordable housing is incredibly important. We can keep putting as much as possible. You could take the $1 billion reserve. You could take all the reserves you possibly have, and it'll be a contribution, but it won't solve the problem. But regional planning is fundamentally a very important need. That's why MTC is here. That's why Plan Bay Area is moving forward to set regional priorities. We had a discussion. Ultimately, we moved a motion that would to put money into both of them. So some money for the TOA fund, some money for regional planning. The motion was amended among the advisors to say that $10 million should go to TOA, $8 million should go to regional planning. Personally, I think that distinction is a little bit academic. The fundamental question is that we think both are priorities. You're going to hear about this. I think it will come before a committee meeting or the full commission in February. But sort of the broader point, and I think the policy point we want to make, is that we are all on this Policy Advisory Council because we care about the region. We care about trying to force the kind of trade-offs that you can only make at a regional scale. And so I think some of the discussion was, how do we make sure that regional planning money, whatever dollar amount it is, should be more, would be great if it were more. How do we make sure that that money is spent in the best way that serves the overall regional goals? Some places will get less money. Some places will get more money. And some advisors thought that we should really put it towards jurisdictions taking on the most growth or the highest impact priority development areas, something like that. But I think this is an issue we're certainly going to be following and thinking about as you move forward with Plan Bay Area. One final kind of additional point just on the TOA fund, a lot of support for it. A couple people raised some question. It seemed a few of the projects weren't exactly transit-oriented or they were adjacent to transit that wasn't very frequent. So I think we're going to be interested in continuing to review both that as well as the criteria that you set here for how those funds are used for regional planning, both by the CMAs and by your own staff. So with that, that's something that's going to come back before you in February. Any questions I could take on that?
Thank you, Egon. Any questions for Egon? Thank you, and thank you.
Great,
for your
thank
concern.
You very much.
Okay, we'll now move on to the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Heminger.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, good morning. You'll see in the report quite a few promotions, which reflect the reorganization that we have been carrying out, and it's sort of all the dominoes finally making their way through the sections, especially on Andy's side of the shop. So I hope you will join me in congratulating all of those folks when you see them. In terms of the summary of events, just a few, since it's been a short month in between the holidays and today. I'll mention, first of all, the governor's budget, which for a change is not a bunch of horrible news. And on the general fund side actually is balanced with a reserve. And in the transportation program has some good news, some bad news, but all of it I would characterize of the minor variety. So we have sort of a stable situation in Sacramento for, in my memory, about the first time in a decade. Now, maybe we can move from that stability to some improvement, which is, I think, what we've all been looking for. I will note on the point that Commissioner Kwan made that Senate Bill 1 has been introduced by Senator Steinberg, which is a version of the bill that Governor Brown vetoed a year or so ago on finding a replacement for redevelopment for sustainable community strategy type of projects. So that's good news, and we hope to build on it. I was in Washington most of the last week at the Transportation Research Board, which has now grown to 12,000 people. It's just a complete madhouse. And frankly, the value of it is really all the side meetings that occur. And while I was there, I chaired a meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Mineta Transportation Institute. I attended my first meeting of the TRB Executive Committee, to which I've been appointed. And for those of you, I think Commissioner Kinsey especially, who served as a president of the Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations, as did I after him. I also participated in a meeting that I would characterize as the first in a series of merger talks between AMPO and a similar organization known as the National Association of Regional Councils. So it's a little bit of the MTCA bag dynamic in Washington, and we'll see how that turns out. I was also there to make a presentation in the conference on freight issues, and you can find that in on the website. And I note, I don't see it on the wall, but there is a map of the month, which is in your packet, and it's a bunch of circles which show relative greenhouse gas emissions by country. These are 2005 data, so at the time, the U.S. was number one. China has since replaced us, although on a per capita basis, we still outrank them. So I guess that's something we can take some pride in. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Heminger. Any questions for Steve? Okay, seeing none, we're to commissioner comments. Do any of the commissioners have any comments they'd like to make? All right, seeing none, we'll move to the consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve consent? We have a motion by Haggerty, a second by Rainworth. Commissioner Kwan.
I'd actually like to pull a few items for discussion.
Okay, all right.
If I could. The budget, 4077. The 3658, 3882, and lastly, 4059.
Okay. 4059. Okay. Steve, do you want to address the budget revision?
Well, maybe I could get a question first, and I'll try to answer.
All right.
All right. So I was trying to find the building budget line, so I'd like to know where that is. I'd also like to know, what is there a reserve policy, like a percentage of our budget to be set aside for reserves?
Commissioner, we have several budgets here because the commission sits as several different agencies. This is the MTC budget, so the building is not in it. It's in a separate budget for the Bay Area Headquarters Authority. All of the agencies have various reserve policies. MTC's reserve policy is to try to maintain about 50% of our annual core operating expense, and we don't quite do that, but we're getting closer this year than we have in recent years.
And maybe it's just me, but if there are that many budgets and we're voting separately on tolls, but the revenue for the building's out of the tolls, I just like to at least see the relationship. I'm just trying to decide whether or not, because we're being asked in this budget and in one of these resolutions to possibly consider charging for parking. Maybe that's a policy issue because we're going to try to discourage the use of cars and not a budgetary issue, but I'd like to know. We're also being asked to consider reducing the subsidy, I think, to some of the North Bay agencies. And again, I'd like to know what tie that has to the overall bridge toll revenues and the ferry revenues. And so I need to sort of understand how they interrelate because even though they're separate budgets, they probably, if it's all coming from bridge tolls, and we've really raised the tolls very high in the Bay Area, and then now we're going to raise all the adjunct things that go with them, I think it questions our overall fiscal management of the funds. That's all I'm trying to do is to understand the relationship between those.
Mr. Herman.
Well, Commissioner, one thing I do want to try to make clear, the reason there are separate budgets is that the agencies do separate things, and bridge tolls are by no means the only source of funding that we allocate. In fact, they're not the largest. And the commission, which this revision is a revision to the commission budget, the commission allocates about $1 billion of federal and state funds that are not related to bridge tolls. and we allocate them for a variety of purposes. I'm afraid I'm at a loss, too, if you can point me to the reference to charging for parking. I'm not sure.
It's one of the later resolutions when I was going through it. I'm sorry that I didn't mark it. I'll do a better job marking it next time. Okay, so let's say under the Golden Gate Bridge tolls, and maybe that's not directly under our authority, but it says Clipper discount will be reduced. I don't understand. And then here they're also talked about possibly charging for parking. So that is under the 4061 probably. Population shifting, I get that you're getting $49 million to the Transbay Terminal. And so I was trying to think, so how can I be in line to be the East Bay's Transbay Terminal? Because I could use a better connection between BART and the ferries and the Sacramento trains. And right now, we understand another agency just cut my Broadway shuttle, which is actually the connection between that. And so one of the questions I was going to ask later of Steve is what I can do to make sure that the Broadway shuttle, which is a connector between the ferry and the BART and the bus terminal, continues. So, again, so we have a lot of regional transportation hubs. The population is shifting a little east, and so I want to just make sure that the formulas reflect that.
Okay. Commissioner Campos?
Thank you. I certainly appreciate the comments and look forward to a discussion about these very important issues. I do want to make sure that we go back to the agenda item that's before us. And just a quick question for staff. My understanding of what's happening here, certainly with item 3882, is that whatever allocation is being done is required by law. So it's not that you or we as an agency have any discretion. That's my understanding. Is that a fair, accurate understanding of what is required here?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any further questions or we're going to move forward?
I don't think I got an answer for why AC Transit was being cut. And I have to say AC Transit serves both San Francisco and the East Bay.
Okay, which item are we talking about here?
Commissioner Kwan, I believe you are referring to the item that has resolutions 4059, 4061, and 4062. And it's actually kind of a similar issue. Each year, MTC publishes a fund estimate in February, so we'll be coming back next month and talking about that. And at that time, we do an estimate of various fund sources, including state transit assistance, which has this formula that we were just talking about, even though it's a different fund source, has a revenue-based formula. And when we did the fund estimate, we followed the factors that were given to us from the state controller. Each year we do true that up to what is actual based on the submittals by the operators to the state controller. When we did that, there was a reduction in funding available for AC Transit. So our allocation exceeded the final revenue that was available. So the action that is requested here actually has to is requesting to rescind to match up to how much money was available. So again, we're sort of following the information that's given to us at certain times in the year by the state in this action. It's not a policy decision necessarily. It's sort of we had to true up to the revenue that was available.
I guess at some time you explain to me whether or not we think the state formula is fair and whether or not it has to be changed. I just think that if something's supposed to be population-based, that it should be a little bit more population-based. That's all. And I didn't quite explain why the state formula cut AC Transit, but I'm not going to waste people's time now. But I just wanted to understand why and whether it was in our policy purview.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second on the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none.
Madam Chair, I do want to say something, though.
Sure, please.
Steve, do we still have the new commissioner's orientation?
Yes, we do.
You know, because I think it's important for the new commissioners to understand the committee system that we have here and where we have these discussions, debates, and where these issues are raised, all the staffs in the room, because I think it would be very difficult if we're going to sit here at our commission meeting and go through every one of these items like this when it really is debated in length at those committee meetings. And so I'm assuming you're offering all the new commissioners an orientation. At least there needs to be an understanding of this process of how these things are vetted.
Yes, we are, Commissioner. And if I could add a point as well, and I've talked to the person who might be the next chair about this as well, that we have a workshop, I think, opportunity coming up for the commission in the spring. And I know Commissioner Liccardo, just speaking for one commissioner, has been after me about putting together a funding piece for that workshop. Because a lot of these fund sources, the law was written 30, 40 years ago under certain circumstances, and I think it would be a good thing not only for new commissioners but as a refresher for the existing commission to just see what the law says, see what your policy says, see what you might like to change one way or the other. I think the very important point to make, and you had a little bit of that byplay today, is that generally speaking, it's a zero-sum game. And so if one operator wants to get more, somebody's got to get less. And I'm not here to represent that we've got a perfect system, but it is a system of many interlocking parts. And so I think following Commissioner Liccardo's suggestion, I'd like to work on a broader look at the funding programs for that workshop so that you all have a chance to dig into them.
Heminger. Okay, well, now
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry.
Can I make a quick comment?
Oh, yes, please, Mr. Krinsky.
I just want to say I was the beneficiary of a couple of hours with Ann and Andy 2 weeks ago, and before that with Steve, to be oriented to the organization. And I found it extremely valuable, and I want to commend the staff for offering me that and for being so thoroughgoing in their overview of our organization, and if any other members who are new have not as yet taken advantage of that, I would really recommend it.
Thank you, Ms. Prinsky. Any other comments or questions? Okay, let's move on then to the Programming and Allocation Committee. Commissioner Glover. We did. Unanimously.
I'm going to defer the report to Vice Chair of the Committee, Dave Campos. I wasn't present at that meeting.
Okay. Commissioner Campos, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. My name is David Campos, and I represent the City and County of San Francisco. The Programming and Allocations Committee met on January 9, 2013, and here this morning, you have two items before you, and we're asking for action by the Commission. The first item is MTC Resolution number 3684, revised 3914, revised 3915, revised, and 4022 revised. These items approve the programming and allocation of $47.8 million in RM1 capital funds to certify the upcoming structural steel superstructure construction contract, as well as ancillary logistic contracts for the Transbay Terminal project. It also allocates $500,000 in RM2 capital funds for final design activities for an additional station at Railroad Avenue for the EBAR project, $8.6 million towards the environmental phase of the BART to Livermore Extension project, $12.4 million for design and construction of track, station, and systems for reconstruction of the smart track facilities between Santa Rosa North and Sonoma County Airport. I move approval of MTC resolution numbers 3684 as revised, 3914 as revised, 3915 as revised, and 4022 as revised.
Second.
That's the first item.
Well, we had a lot of seconds there. Could somebody raise their hand? I'll give it to
everybody. Wants
Mr. Haggerty, second that. Campos and Haggerty, all in favor?
Can I just have one question?
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One quick question. How much is our total commitment to the Transbay Terminal?
Steve? Steve?
This is another $47 million, right?
Round numbers, about $500
million. How much?
Around $500
million. Okay, about half a billion. Thank you.
Steve, I don't think your mic's working, by the way. I know the light goes on, but nobody's home.
Usually not a problem with me. Here.
Madam Chair, just before we leave this item, I'd just like to let the Commission know that I just saved you about 21 minutes of testimony. There were some people here that wanted to speak in favor of the BART to Livermore project. And if I could just announce who's here, Doug Horner, Councilman from Livermore, John McPartland, our BART director, Marianne Payne from BART, Bob Vinn from Livermore, Erlene DeMarcus, who got the original extension going, Don Argula from my office, and then Jim Richards from ACTC staff. They all wanted to speak and tell us how wonderful we are. I told them we didn't need to hear that. So.
Did you tell them we already knew that?
Yeah.
No, thank you for being here, and we appreciate your...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
In the same spirit as Commissioner Haggerty, this is Jake McKenzie from Sonoma County in the Nine Cities. Just like to let the Commission and staff know that the General Manager of SMART, Farhad Mansourian, is with us here today. And likewise, he is remaining silent and is looking forward to the vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think the theme is silence is golden. So thank you very much. All right. We have a Commissioner Liccardo.
Yeah, I hate to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory for those who are silent. I just had one quick question about BART to Livermore. I understand it's very early on and we're going through environmental. How much of the funding are we, how far are we along in terms of what we know ultimately it's going to take to build this extension?
Commissioner, this funding is for the environmental phase. So that means we don't have a great understanding of the project cost. That in part will be one of the work products we get out of it.
Great.
What we have for this corridor is about $100 million in the bank. The estimates that have been developed so far would indicate that the project is in the neighborhood of $1 billion in cost.
Great. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to add that in our half-cent sales tax measure that just failed with 66.5% of the vote, they had $400 million in there. So we missed it by a bit, and we're going to go back out.
Yeah, and I certainly hope we're successful, and I appreciate the efforts.
Okay, any other questions before we take the vote? Okay, we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Campos?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the second set of items are MTC resolution numbers 4035 as revised, 4072 as revised, and 4084 as revised, which program approximately $830 million in Federal Transit Administration, sections 5307, 5309, Fixed Guideway 5337, and 5339 funds. And Cycle 2 Surface Transportation Program funds to support transit capital replacement and rehabilitation projects, as well as operating costs in fiscal years 2013-14. The programming includes approximately $13 million to support the Transition Year Transit Performance Initiative Project. And as you may recall, at the direction of the committee, the staff met with Commissioner Spearing and the Solano County Transit Operators, as well as city managers, to discuss fund programming for express buses. And you have an item here, a revision, which is the pink sheet that you have before you. And that document changes the recommended condition on the Solano County reserve based on that meeting that took place a little while ago. So I want to thank staff for the work, and I make a motion that we approve MTC resolutions numbers 4035 as revised, 4072 as revised, and 4084 as revised.
Second.
We have a motion and by Campos, second by Spearing. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And any abstentions? Seeing none, that passes unanimously. We're now, yes, Mr. Spear.
Madam Chair, I just want to thank Alex for coming up and the meeting we convened. We had the transit driver, city manager, everybody's in a room, and just really appreciate the emphasis that was put on bus replacement and the important role that is. And so, Alex, thank you for helping with that meeting and bringing this to a conclusion that I don't get removed as the Solano County Representative.
Thank you. Okay, we're now to the Legislation Committee. Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Legislation Committee met on January 11th and referred two items to the Commission, SCA 4 Lieu and SCA 8 Corbett. These identical bills would lower the voter threshold for local transportation taxes from two-thirds to 55%, which I totally support, so I would move approval of that.
Okay, we have a motion by Haggerty, a second by, I heard it over there, Liccardo. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes.
And just for clarification, that was SCA 4 and SCA 8, both bills.
Okay, now it's time for public comment. I have no comment cards. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to speak? Okay, seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 27th at 9, right after our BATA meeting.
Good job, Madam Chair.